This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We will do a little College Football Monday Darty coming up at the top of the hour. Of course, we got Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, joining us at 4:20. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much there, Wooly Bully. Appreciate you, and thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this one. We've talked about it a bunch this Thursday. We've got our Draft 101 here at the studio. Downstairs in the showroom. Hopefully everybody can come by, check us out. I always encourage fans, if you're not a Dallas Cowboys fan, please show up. If you have draft questions, we'll be happy to answer them. We study a lot of players, take a lot of pride in the work. We don't have all the answers, but the ones that we do have, we'll be able to kind of talk about and discuss. I know myself, I got through 235 players. That's the most I've ever done.
That's crushing it, man.
But I started a month early, though, too.
That probably helped.
Yeah, and once the Cowboys were completely out of it, I just said, you know what? I'm going to focus on this draft. And so I got about 235. If you're curious, I'll have the stack, the 1 to 235. I'll have that posted. I should finish that up tomorrow and then get it to my guys so they can put it up on 105.3 The Fan, the website. I'm kind of hearing that maybe that, too, that sometimes our European folk said they can't get our website. And I don't know why. And I don't know
how. We have a lot of UK listeners.
Yeah. And I don't know how. I know I might. Maybe I'll post it on Vach's site, Vach's YouTube site. He and I do that podcast every night together. So maybe I'll do that. But I'm going to put my stack, the 1 to 235, and then I'm going to put my board up there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I believe in being transparent about this. I don't want to run away. Hey, there's guys I like, there's guys I don't like. I mean, I'm going to put them up there and you guys can have at it. But I take a lot of pride in being able to do the work. And I think everybody who's involved in Draft 101 and the coverage that we have for 3 days with DallasCowboys.com, I think is outstanding. And I'm so proud to be a part of that. So I hope you give that a listen as well. I when people come up to me and say, hey, I'm not a fan of the Cowboys, but I listen. I had coaches come up and say, hey, I listen. That's the ultimate thing for me. So if you would, give us a listen on all those platforms, if you would. All right, guys, there are some players that are absolutely flying up these draft boards. And there's some players that are not, they're going down. We'll maybe get to the guys that are going down on the draft boards. But the guys, I want to kind of run through some names. And Zach, you can help me out because you've seen a lot of these players. And you could kind of say where they started and now where they potentially are. And these are, again, for my friends over there. Oh, I call them friends. They actually hate my guts. Pro Football Focus, but they listed some guys that have been going up this draft board, and I want to run them by and you see if you where you have them or where you started with them and where now you think if that's a justifiable move. Okay, Amon Mimbu from Missouri. If you take mock drafting stats of where he started, say on February 3rd till what we have April 7th, he's gone from slot selection of 25 to 10.
That's crazy.
That's a 15 spot change. Did you at the start of this feel like when you watched him that he would be a top 10 tackle?
No. Personally, I did not. I also thought
maybe guard would be his best spot, but he is definitely athletic enough to play tackle. I mean, he's light on his feet. The hand placement can be a problem for him. I think sometimes he can grab the outside shoulder a little bit, but he is super young, and he's a guy that is super athletic for his size. He's only 20 years old, but I had him in the second.
Yeah. I think that it surprises me too that how he has gone from a guy, like I say, that's, I kind of had him in that range of potentially 25, you know, of a second round guy, where you put him on the stack. I know I have 15 first round grades.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in that mix. Okay, Jahdae Barron from the cornerback from Texas, on 2-3 of 25, he was 29th. On 4-7 of 25, he's 12th. Surprised of the position of the change, the jump of 17 spots from 29 to 12th.
No, because initially we were kind of thinking this is a top half of the first round.
I agree.
So like this kind of indicates what we saw early on. I mean, we were all campaigning for Jahdae Barron, and then we're kind of being told like, oh, is he like, you know, late first rounder? You've got him way too high. Wouldn't be.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the conversation at 12, I've got him right there competing for the best corner in the draft. I mean, I think I love Revel from East Carolina. Yeah. He'd probably be my number one guy. But Barron's right there. And I think when you talk about how many wide receivers are playing in the slot now, number ones, the St. Browns and company, Jahdae Barron's a guy that can play outside, inside. He's got great versatility.
We brought up Jalen Walker, the linebacker edge from Georgia. In February, he was 49th. In April, he's 17th. That's a 32 position slot change for him. Are you surprised that he has gone that high up the board?
No, I mean, he's the eighth best player on my board as of right now. I think he is a top 10 player.
I never thought he was out of the top 20 myself.
I'm with you, man.
I never believed that people thought that he was the 49th player in this draft. He is far, far, far better than that. How about this one? How about Derek Harmon, the tackle from Oregon? In February, he was 56th on folks' board. Now, in April, he's 31st. That's a 25-slot change for Derek Harmon from Oregon.
I love that. He's my number two defensive tackle, and I've kept him there. So, for me, I'm fine with him moving up. I was kind of hopeful at one point maybe he'd be a 44 guy. But, no, yeah. I think he is a top 20 player in this draft.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. When I started to do my stack, he was one of the first guys that I thought about in that 20 range on my board. So that's really not a surprise to me at all.
If you can trade down and snag him around 20, be gorgeous.
I'd love Harmon. Yeah, big fan of his game.
He's a beast, dude.
We've talked about this, right? We're totally okay trading back if we don't get value.
Yes. I mean, as long as it's in the neighborhood of respectful.
Depending on who you're trading away from, yes.
But, I mean, we're okay going from 12 to, say, in the 20s and maybe not getting a second round, but getting a three.
Yeah, it's
okay,
a bummer, but I think that's kind of what you're looking at this year. If you want to move, I think everybody wants to move back.
Yeah. Yeah, the likelihood of moving back is pretty low, but I would be down for it. Because this is a team that's not one player away by any stretch. They got a million holes, and they don't have enough picks.
Okay. Nick Amanawori, the South Carolina safety. In February, he was the 83rd best player. In April, he's the 35th best player. That's a change of 48 spots.
Gosh.
I kind of feel like that he's... I don't think he plays like the 35th best player on my board. I don't think this jump is only because of how well he tested.
Yeah.
Not how well he's played on film.
Yeah, I've got him as my number 5 safety.
Yeah.
I mean I got starts.
So
you kind of
see like he would be the 83rd best player on your board.
Like honestly, I thought that it was the opposite. I thought he was a guy that, I mean, when we started and we were going off like Dane's top 50, he was pretty high in there.
Yeah.
And then I saw him and was just like, man, this guy, he should be way more physical with how big he is. And I don't see that.
Darius Alexander, the 3 technique from Toledo. In February, he was the 63rd best player on the board. In April, he's listed now as the 39th best player. 24 spot jump there for him. I think media scouts were late to the party on this guy. You know, when it came to, you grab Toledo film, he is more like the 39th best player.
He's really good.
Than the 63rd best player. Maxwell Harrison, the corner from Kentucky. In February, he was 74. Today, April 7th, he is 47th. I actually think he's better than 47 myself. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, I've got him right behind. I actually put Will Johnson ahead of him, but he's my number 5 corner, and I've got him in the second round.
Quinshon Judkins, the Ohio State running back, 72 in February. Now, in April, 57.
I think he's moving up because you also have running backs just moving up. I mean, 57's not terrible, but I think that he probably is, for me, more around that 72 range. I did put a 3 on him.
How about this one? Elijah Araujo, the tight end from Miami.
And that's a local kid.
Yeah, he was 81st in February. He's now 59. Give me Mason Taylor over this guy all day.
100%.
Okay.
I've been seeing a lot of Philadelphia Eagles, Mason Taylor.
Now, that would suck.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
He is really, really, really good.
I hear the way you guys talk about him. And
I'm not saying it because I'm an LSU homer, which I admit I am an LSU homer. But, man, he is going to – and I was on that Giants podcast. They were talking about second round tight ends. I said, I would hate if you guys drafted Mason Taylor here. I would absolutely hate that. And
super well-rounded.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? And I got one more, maybe two more. Jalen Milroe February, he was the 94th best player. Now he's 65.
The quarterback tax. That's what that is right there. And I think that the athleticism teams are kind of salivating over right now.
And the last one here before we get out of here is RJ Harvey, the running back from Central Florida. In February, he was 98th. Today, he is 76th.
Yeah, it's a bummer that everyone's caught on to RJ Harvey.
Older guy, going to be 25.
Yeah.
Problem with that?
No, not at all. I mean, you're probably only having him for his rookie deal anyway, the way we're turning and burning on running backs. But I do love me some RJ Harvey, Bucky Irving of this draft.
Really good football player. I think it's 76. That's a really good spot for him, by the way.
That's right where I've got him.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Eric, there you go. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. There it is. Krusty's Corner on a Monday, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Chris Young talking Rangers at 4:20. Coming up next, though, College Football Monday, Darty featuring Nico the Quitter on a collision course, potentially, with Chapel Bill. That's next year in the Nation.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.